Ion, we came forth to find out what it feels like to be separated from our power.
No, you came forth to find out that you could be without your power and still be God.
You've mentioned Exodus 20, find out the reason why we asked for the law in the first place. What prompted man to even explore this lesson, state?
That's easy because you could. You're so powerful that you could choose to separate yourself from your power.
Ian, can you explain a little for the newbies what the is's and the are's are?
Bob, explain the is's and the are's.
Well, there's an is, but of course, since it's eternity, there's got to be an are. And if there's an are, there's got to be a was. It's that simple. Prepare your uncle.
Ian, you mentioned find out the reason we asked for the law in the first place, and you said Exodus 20.
And what does Exodus 20 say?
Isn't that the Ten Commandments?
No, no. Start at 9. The law is what you asked for. You didn't know. In your lesson states you wanted the law. You asked for it. Just like the Hebrews asked to be put into bondage. They asked Pharaoh to be their taskmaster. They asked to be put in slavery. You also asked to be led a man.
Is the Ark of the Testimony the soul?
No. Soul is the stenographer.
I'm referencing Exodus 40, verse 3. It says, thou shalt put therein the Ark of the Testimony and cover the Ark with the vial. Is there a factor that I am missing in regard to the Ark of the Testimony? I said the soul and you said no.
It's not the soul, it's the omerage of the Ark.
Ah.
And you're saying Ark of the Testimony. What's that?
It's what they called the Ark.
In Exodus 40, I mentioned 2 weeks ago that from verse 1 through 20, that was what's used to separate us from our power, but we could use what was referenced from 1 through 20 to gain back our power. So I'm fishing a little bit.
But what's this phrase, Ark of the Testimony?
It's the word, the testimony, the word. That's what they put in the Ark of the Covenant, the testimony, see, Bob?
All right. The power of the word, the Ark of the Testimony, was squelched and put in the covenant. That's what you're saying.
Is the meat sack the tabernacle? Is there a relationship with the meat sack and the tabernacle?
Most absolutely. We like to call them meat pies.
Meat pies.
And the oil or the proteins?
Oils are not a protein.
Lipid.
3.1415925.
A circle.
Pi.
New pi.
And that is?
3.1415925.
Same as the old pi.
No, it is not.
Oh, Andrew. It stops, Andrew. This is a pie that fucking stops. It doesn't go 666 forever. This is the new pie. It's completed there, Andrew. Think of that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Amino acid. Sorry. The oil is the amino acid. I said protein. I meant to say amino acid. Sorry.
Carolyn's saying oil is not an amino acid.
Because acid and oil don't.
You're distracting from the fucking pie revelation, Barbara. Let us dwell on this. The pie is completed. That's the new universe, new world, new structure. Meat pie. That's right. I had said, 10 minutes ago, we like to call it a meat pie. Oh, very good. You figured it out. Yeah. Not a meat sack. It's a meat pie. It's completed.
Is there a connection between pie and RNA, the new developing RNA?
Yes.
The new pie is complete. And our new RNA is going to be complete, and we are somewhere close or not?
Certainly. Yeah? You're so close, you're back there from where you got there to start with. So, yeah.
Are we looking for the ignition?
Solenoids.
Okay. Solenoids. Can you explain?
In a starter, you need the solenoid that engages the gear.
And what does that have to do with the pie?
You got to look at the definition. What is the definition?
Definition of solenoid is an electromagnet that centers a piece of magnetic material when energized.
Yes, and it activates the moving of a gear. Makes a circle of an electron field that allows connection for a starter to start a combustion process.
And the combustion process is?
Burning energy, consuming energy.
In inference, is consuming super sugar?
Well, you won't consume super sugar. Leave it like that. Okay, you got it. Yeah.
If it's not consuming sugar, then it's utilizing it? And is there more to it that I haven't?
Yes. And we're not coming to you. So don't worry about it. Just go with it after you develop it more. You want to ask more questions, ask more questions. We don't care, but don't think you're going to swing shit against the wall and if something sticks, think you've come to some epiphany. We're going to actually have to participate in this thing called ascension. Otherwise, when you get ascended, you won't know what you ascended to or from, will you?
But ascension is just following your path to greatest joy.
Then start there.
And then along the pathway, all kinds of other things come up, right?
Don't you want to get somewhere?
I do. But at this point in time, I'm not even sure what that other thing is. That's why it's the Bob Breadcrumb analogy. I can't see that as far as you can.
Does the pie have something to do with figuring out where we are so we can get to where we want to go?
The aperture science.
So pie has changed, and pi is just how many radiuses in the circumference of a circle. 3.14 or whatever. So you can get that many radiuses in the circumference of a circle. So now to have pi changed, we must be viewing the circle a little bit different than we ever had before.
How very wonderful. Good.
So I'm not going anywhere with that. I'm just making little statements.
No, but it sounds like we may be able to see where we are at better. Is it for us to understand where we are at? That we need the new pi. The pi can help us see or understand our position now in comparison to before?
Maybe. Well, it's a bit of a stretch because it's precluding that you don't know where you were and precluding that you don't know where you are. Well, if you don't know where you are and you don't know where you were, when we get you back to there, how will you know if you're there?
How will we know we're not already there?
That's the point. You got to be careful. It's a slippery slope. You got to soften it from a standpoint of just shifting and changing the point of what the world is changing back to. So when it happens, you go, oh, yeah, that crazy Ion said that a million years ago. He said it again. Okay. Go with that then.
Well, the world changing to certain things is fairly mystifying to me. Who in the world wants to do without oxygen? Who was the marvelous creator that created no oxygen?
Yeah,
the very marvelous creator that created oxygen that's burning up your world. Who added oxygen to the mix to mess everything up?
Well, they wanted fire, I guess. They wanted to oxidize things. I seem to like water, and I seem to like the way plants grow, and I seem to like oxygen. So, yeah, I'm glad I created it. I'm a little reluctant to let it go, too.
But oxygen is what ages you, Denny.
Yeah, and
how do I know that?
Agree, Denny. You go to the health food store and they offer you antioxidants.
I don't go
they're
to the health food
to,
store.
No, but they're supposed to what? To stave off the aging process, right? Antioxidants. What's that all about?
I take RNA drops for that.
Ion, as RNA drop users, are we increasing the CO2 content in the atmosphere?
For the 99,278 times, yes.
Are we still going to have fire when there's no oxygen?
Yes, you will.
And it's going to be the same as it is now?
No, it is not.
What's going to be different about it?
Not.
Is it still going to be hot?
You said it's going to be snot.
The reason, that not came from the what aspect of the previous question.
Right.
The snot came from Diddy's question.
Fire will burn. Hydrogen will burn. Hydrogen burns differently than oxygen. That's the difference.
Will we still drink the water, the H2O2?
You will.
But it won't be O2?
Yes, it will.
H2O2.
So H2O will be the same ion?
No, H2O will not be the same. And what she said, H2O2.
You said we're going to drink H2O2, Barbara?
Yes. Uh-huh. The new water.
Did he say that last week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said that last week.
Holy shit. So H2O2, we're going to be drinking that.
Right. And then are the fish going to be liking this new water?
Fuck fish. Fish are like a beast. They're going to change. The ones who really can't stand it will change.
Okay.
But then that's what you all do too, won't you?
Hey, Ion, did your prediction that there would be not many whales coming to Maui this year come true?
Yes.
I definitely saw less spouts this year.
When we change, we're going to be becoming more light and salt. And what will that?
It'll be brighter and saltier.
Brighter. Will we be lighter or heavier?
Lighter. If you change your atmosphere, your density would become less. So you could be larger, but still way less.
That's an option. What's the other option?
There's no limit. You can do any what you want to do. It's just a change. A shift.
Okay, and then you were talking about the new population will be perfect in balance.
Yes.
It sounds like many will be going to another world, or they'll be going to the Gulf, or both.
Yes. Both.
Or there'll be certain events that will help them along or make them choose to go?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with what Nostradamus has talked about with World War III?
We did all that, but it's not even all about that. It doesn't make a difference. But when that becomes the throne, that will make people, that will make them dig in and live longer. They love wars and fighting and overcoming and all that mess. Simpler things. You know, what's wrong with a good Old Testament biblical smoking? We haven't had some good smoking in ever so long, or even a nice black plague.
Let's talk about smoting. I thought it was like hitting someone on the head or something.
No, that's healing. When you heal somebody, that's how you do it with a Louisville Slugger bat.
Okay, so, can you describe what smoting is like then?
The Egyptians actually did the best. When you would be smoked, you would be removed, rubbed off the planet. And anywhere your name was written would be removed. It was as though you never were to smoke, reducing you to never being.
Obliterate.
It's worse than obliteration. You can't even be here to be obliterated.
It's not like they would go back to the Goth.
It's gone.
So a little man can't smote anyone, but ascended beings can have angels smote.
There are no little men, Barbara. We established today earlier there's no little men.
We can smote. We smote.
I can smote.
She smotes. They smote. All God's children may must smote. You are a bunch of damn smoters.
We do it when we delete.
I control all delete. So I unfriend you, yeah.
Yeah, but they're still existing just because they're not in your world.
Oh?
No, when you hit the delete button, if you're taking them off your friend list, or are you referring to something else?
We weren't referring to the looky box.
It goes together that we are just as good creators as we are smokers then.
You can be, yes. You're not as good as you once were, but you're as good once as you ever were.
When you say they put the word in the covenant, in the testimony, or the Ark of the Covenant, we put the testimony in the Ark of the Covenant, the word. So what we're doing now is knowing that we have the power with the word, and we're creating with that awareness and intention, that's how we get back to ascension.
That's Humpty Dumpty, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, putting the Ark of the Testimony back together.
Is that what that's saying, Ion, when we are about the testimony in the Ark? So now we've taken the testimony out, and it's all about the Word, and we're creating our worlds consciously or with awareness.
The drama of the mouth, the quote McLuhan 8 hours ago, the drama of the mouth.
Anthropomorphic entity. Ion, could you give the word for an internet service without a internet service provider?
Is there something replacing the internet?
Yes.
You're asking if something's replacing the internet?
That's how I imagine what it'd be like after the EMP.
So does this involve the free energy battery?
No.
I'd like to know.
Okay.
Bullshit, ridiculous battery, some crazy crap.
He's going to call me bullshit.
Lord,
I got a lot on you.
He's going to put his little ever ready in his little pocket, in one little pocket, and go jump in the ocean and electrocute the world with his little ever ready. He got him a Duracell. He's going to tear that thing up with his little Baghdad battery, most ridiculous thing we ever heard in our lives. Lord, have mercy.
Is it like melting titanium, then?
Could be more like titanium. It can be. It won't even be that. You'll just know. But what you're referring to is where information will be. How will be broadcast or what will be broadcast? We can't really tell you that. But if we did, we'd say it was the cloud.
I was going to say that.
Then why did you ask?
No, Trey asked.
I know, but if he knew, why didn't you tell him? See, when y'all ask us why, that's why it doesn't go anywhere. Because we're like, well, why? Why? Well, why? Well, I don't know. Why? Why? Well, why'd you ask? Well, I don't know. Why'd you want to know? Well, I want to know because I didn't know. Okay, that's why? Yeah. But if I was going to ask why, well, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, when did you ask me? Well, I don't remember asking at all. I don't even know what we're talking about. Why? Well, why? Because I didn't know because you didn't ask me. Well, if you didn't ask me, why did you know that I didn't know that I asked? What? Well, how did we get here from here?
This cloud, are you talking about the current cloud that exists?
No, we are not.
Okay, different.
We're talking about the cloud of glory. Move with the cloud.
You're not talking about the internet computer cloud?
We are not. Ain't gonna be no more World Wide Web. What the hell good's a computer gonna do you if you ain't got? They don't have porn in the cloud. Ain't nobody gonna look at it anyway.
It's gonna be a cloud of glory. Internet without the internet.
Can you expand on that, Ion?
Yeah, porn was so popular that it created the World Wide Web 25 years ago.
I mean porn. About the cloud of glory.
Oh, well, it'll probably be like the last World Wide Web. It'll probably follow porn. That's how you got to the present system. So it'll probably follow that same mantra.
So telepathy brings on more porn?
No, porn brings more telepathy. We can talk trashy now because Dr. Dean's on her way to bed.
I got proof that Ion can see us. Carol's just going to bed, and he saw her going to bed.
Is CO2 like the new medium because the atmosphere allows a freer flow of the ethers?
No, it's because the CO is increased because of the decrease in carbon monoxide.
Well, where I'm headed with my question is last week you told Brian that the ethers are being utilized by the breath to reanimate the bones.
That doesn't have anything to do with CO2.
Is there a relationship then between the four winds and CO2? The four winds reference.
Yes. We know the four winds very well.
Are the four winds the same as the four noble gases?
No, they are not. That's all in the Revelation series. We've done that already.
Yes.
Captain Bob Beefheart will help you with that.
I understand. Is there an elemental composition of the four winds?
Yeah, we've already done that in Revelation. even know what they are, what they do. And
well,
you
said
feel.
They weren't. That's the noble gases. That's the noble gases. And you said you denied it.
No, he said we've already done it. Bob says we can't do the old. We can only do the old. Bob said everybody's heard every word, and they're not interested in what you have to say. Bob said media ecology is the result of a language attitude of literal...
The media sense. You're not making sense.
Yeah, ecology of sense science.
Lamacy. And then that hurt a little bit. Then we went on, and it sort of went downhill from there. And then he showed us about our media policy and how inappropriate that were. And then, to top it all off, said we did not know the difference between a hyphen and a semicolon. We weren't having that.
Can we talk? When you say, like, the airplane that went to the other world from Kuala Lumpur, went to Hanoi in a different world. Are they going to, like, hang out and start their life there? Are they going to notice that they're in a different world?
No, they won't necessarily notice. They're just going to be a little aggravated that they're stuck in Hanoi.
And will their families be there?
No.
So they won't be in that world, period?
Not yet. This happens all the time, so it's not a big deal.
All right, I just ask Burns and Mark, are they still alive in the world that they're in?
Yes, they are still alive in the world they're in.
Did Mark get married, and does he have any children?
Does not have any children, but he has married.
And what about Burns? Is he married?
No. He's still in love.
With me?
Of course.
Does he realize that he is in that world and that he had me and that he does not?
No.
No, he still doesn't. Okay. And I still can only ask, so far I can access them just through my astral, my so-called dreaming state.
I don't know. We told you what to do and you hadn't done that. And you said the letters came back, so that's ridiculous for us, so... They got them, so you do what you do.
All right, yeah, before that. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't start with us now. We know.
All right, yeah, and I got all the communication through Fringe, so I should do that again.
Okay.
Well, I'll try it again, then.
If at first you don't succeed, just keep on sucking until you do succeed.
Okay, and then when you said it happens more often than not, when you're saying that the families will follow their loved ones over there, they're going to come from this world to where their loved ones are, to the other world?
Yes.
Will they realize that they've done that, or is it just kind of an automatic thing that'll just happen?
No, sometimes they remember, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it happens and they have this euphoric experience and they find us and they say,
oh, yeah, and you're not going to believe it. I have this experience and all of a sudden now I think I'm not from this world. It's the damnest thing. I woke up and it's in the same bed, in the same house, same woman, same food, same groceries, same cup, same beer, same red Solo cup. It's all the same, but somehow in my mind, I find it's different. I find that my perception is shifted and changed. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. So I'm wondering if it's the magnetism of magnets. The magnets have messed up the magnetic pull of magnets, and I think that's what's wrong with the world as we know it. But all in all, they've just had another world and they've noticed enough to notice there's a shift. They don't know. It's just a shift. And that's all.
And when that happens, is the other double or whatever that's usually occupying that world, is that when, like, they maybe shift in there and then shift back to their old world and then they just miss each other, or?
No. You have all this simultaneously happening, and you bump into yourself all the time. You go through the drive-thru, and they look at you like, bitch, you were just here 1 second ago?
No, because I don't go through the drive-thru, but yeah. Okay.
Well, go through the drive-thru, and they're going to look, because they're going to go, you were just here 1 second ago. What do you want now? Don't you find it odd that you never go through the drive-thru?
You haven't been in a drive-thru?
I have, but it's very infrequent. I mean...
Well... Apparently not for all of you.
So
I challenge you to go and watch them watch you like, wait a minute, you were just here. Or they'll say, yes, now was there something else? You're like, I'm trying to place an order.
So that's because one of my other cells has kind of just made a little shift and popped in and popped back out?
Right there. It's not popping in and popping out. It's not a popover. It's all the time. It's not about popping. It's about use. Here's a better one. Do you get up in the night to relieve yourself?
Yes.
You ever go in there to go pee and all of a sudden you hear the commode running, you want to have the commode running when you just got up,
I haven't noticed that.
Well, do, because you just got up to go pee, and you're going back to pee again, and it hadn't refilled since the last time you peed, and it ain't you.
If this seems like so easy and it happens all the time, what is the difference between Mark and Burns going to their world and getting stuck over there, not coming back?
None.
So they could easily come back?
They absolutely could.
They could easily come back. Okay.
Absolutely. Same way you could easily go there.
And if I easily go there, I can easily come back here. I can just visit there and come back because I don't want to get stuck over there.
That's right. You can. Here's the difference is sometimes it apparently it's very difficult to tell the difference between over there and over here. So you drive down your street most days, but what if you drove down your street and every time you drove down your street, you were going to a different world? You wouldn't necessarily notice that it'd be just like a different world you're driving down your street to, not a different world that you may never get back from.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. Well, I'm re-listening to my private readings. So I listened to the first one, I'll listen to the other three, and hopefully be closer to this.
And don't forget your old cash flows, too, because you were on there all the time.
In the tailgates, I'll listen to some of those.
Well, those are just dirty and wrong, but yeah.
Listening to you recently in the last couple of times, well, especially tonight, it feels like kind of overwhelming. Like, I feel like I haven't learned practically anything. It's like everything's changed. I'm like, oh, my God.
No more free poker. You have upped the ante. You've moved this world into a new place. Now there's no law. We can't pat you on the head and mollycoddle you all. You've got to get on with this now. Either get on with it or get rolled over by it. Play day has passed. No recess. It's time to go. Yeah, get on with it.
I'm doing everything I can to get on with it.
You're doing all right. Ain't nobody fussing, but you saying, why has it changed? The reason it's changed is you upped the ante. You said no more free poker. You said this way it's going to go. Let's get on with this right now.
All right, so it's just getting more exciting and more exciting. When you want more gold, you say, just go to another world. So consciously to do that, would it be like when you told me the other way to meet up with Burns and Mark, you said to do it from a feeling place, like how great it would feel versus what would the worst feeling be?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just do it that exercise then.
Have you noticed your RNA drops changing lately?
I notice they taste, a lot different.
Describe the difference.
Bitter, I would say.
Are they wider?
I think more wider, yeah.
Whiter and more sour.
More sour, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that.
Tartar.
Mine.
I think they seem more carbonated.
Oh, right, like a little... Yeah, like a biting, stinging kind of a thing. Taste.
Good. That's what we're talking about, up in the ante. Each generation changes. You're changing, too. So somebody just fresh out off the crib starts this process. They've already been exposed to the new environment and the new generation. So you are evolving with your generation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're qualified to even make this statement because you've been doing it monthly to notice the better difference.
When Bob was visiting me a year ago, my RNA drops, I just got a new bottle like a couple days before he got there. I noticed that all the RNA drops disappeared out of my bottle. I mean, there's just a little bit left. The whole bottle went away.
Bob probably drank them. He does that.
But it happened before he got there.
That's right. I didn't drink them.
That's right.
Did he drink it before he got there?
But see, that's the trick. You never know. It's all relative. He did stay there. It was exactly a year ago. And now you're talking about the drops. And then you're talking about because of that was. Was that now he drank all of them, or then he drank all of them, or he drank them before they got there? Or you got them and they were okay, and then they were gone after he got there? There's so many questions that you don't have a clue. And we just say, if you're missing your drops, I'll probably drink them, because he takes and does a bathtub full, a literal bathtub full. You should see the credit card where they take in bottles, little bitty bottles, and pour them in there to fill up the bathtub for him to lay in water in it. He takes a prophylactic dose of RNA all the time.
That night I stayed there. We know that Barbara later saw me having sex with a 22-year-old at some conference. Was that actually a projection of me having sex with her that night in another world?
Bob, you're being ridiculous. Which her do you refer?
Was it this one I had sex with, or was it a couple others?
Which her, yeah, because you're saying all these words. Nobody keep up. We don't know what you're talking about. We don't know why you're speaking. And then you come up with this ridiculous sentence, which might have had some merit, probably the key note speech of the day. And then you say, was it for her that was her that I heard that I was hearing?
Ion, when you came back on the 22nd, 222?
We didn't come back.
Okay, not come back. When you joined the public forum?
Again.
Again, since Bob Fest?
We never left.
Anyway, I thought that was coincidental because it goes into 223, you know, to start out 222nd, 223.
Yeah.
Well, okay, on February 23rd, 22 years ago, that's when Mark and Burns went to the other world.
We know.
That's why they came back on your day for you to notice it 3 weeks later.
And you guys were talking about 422, and that's when all that 422 stuff happened to me, 422, 2010. When I got the message back through the Fringe show about, you know, the Hilltop Cafe and Drake's Bay.
And you know what, Barbara? We can consider this the anniversary show of Ion 5 years ago, because it's closer to March 18th, closer to the 15th than to the 22nd. So this is, I forget to mention it, this is the anniversary show for 5 years of Ion.
The other thing with the 422, because they left, my whole life changed, and I ended up in the East Bay. I met my friend Shelley, and I introduced her to her husband. They got married on 422. They would have never met had it not been for Burns and Mark leaving in the first place.
So who did I meet that day at the restaurant?
You met Shelley, Bob. You met Shelley.
Yeah,
she's the one that got married on 422, and they would have never had those four kids, and she would have never met him if it wasn't for me.
And has she recovered from meeting us?
Yeah, oh, she loves you guys.
Everybody does. Bob, he stays with you till you buy or die.
So does he listen to our shows or keep up or just hear about it from you?
He hears about it from me. She's busy with the kids and everything with her life.
But that's a good way.
Yeah.
One of yourselves saw me having sex with a 22-year-old, but it was actually with you or one of you, the one that can maintain looking like a 22-year-old. See, that's what you saw.
Which one do you think was closest to that ramification?
I thought it was with a 60-year-old. I didn't know she was 22. Okay. I was with another one in my mind.
Mm.
A 60-year-old is young for me, Barbara, you know, being 92. I think I'd be quite intimidated by a 22-year-old. That would be like, you know, a baby or something.
Yeah, I think the message in the dream was just probably the 22 significance.
Yes, the 22. This whole 22 meme has revolved through and out and around you. That means today is March 22nd, in fact, not March 15th.
Can you describe the experience my wife is going through with the RNA drops?
Yes.
Is everything moving? It appears that everything has moved away from her polyarthritis.
Yes.
Is that good?
She want her head renewed if she has any sore spots or flare-ups.
Okay, I need to keep up on that because I got away from that for a while. But she's because I keep her loaded with the RNA drops and all the completeness, so I appreciate that.
Look at the difference, how quick that made a shift. Normally takes forever. and it went really, really, really fast. Do you agree?
Yes. The big challenge is the labyrinth of her mind, because she still sometimes speaks the words of what doctors, but I've got her away from that.
When you start feeling better, that's when you stop that talk, because the one who speaks most of illness hasn't. The one who speaks most of wellness hasn't. But the RNA drop thing, that's not for that. That's for ascension. Don't mess it up. If you've taken it to be sick, then you'll get sick.
And going back to the Four Winds, is there a relationship with the Four Winds reference in Ezekiel 37 with Revelations 1?
Yes.
The Revelations reference.
Yes.
I never heard about the Four Noble Glass reference. That must be in a rewrite secret that, because I've listened to the Revelations. I've never heard the direct reference of the Four Noble Glasses with the Four Winds.
That came out with the rewrite, Bert. But Ian then said that isn't what he was saying. You know, he said, you brought up Four Winds, and he said, you said, is that the noble gas? And he said, no, but it is. So what was Ian saying no to?
The way he asked the question.
And the noble gases, that relates to something we learned a month ago. Oh, angels. Angels are made, one of them is made of argon.
Argon, right.
Yeah. And that's one of the noble gases. I think the angels are holding back the noble gases, or holding back the winds, which are gases.
Yes.
But one of the angels, or angels, are made up of one of the winds. Does that connect to anything there, Ian? That's an interesting point about finding out how angels are neither physical or non-physical. This could be the way to go. They're gases, but they're not animals, and animals are non-physical. But they're not physical. So gases are another nebulous thing, another something in between physical and non-physical.
Are they fifth or sixth dimensional?
That's just qubit. You'll be all right.
What are people meaning when they're talking about, oh, we're moving from fourth dimensional to fifth dimensional?
They have no clue.
They just got it described by Cassiopeia back in the 90s, and then they passed it on to another medium, and it's just been passed on as a meme.
Mm-hmm. Is there a seed of something worth exploring here?
If you want to.
What's going on here with these dimensions? You're talking about geometry. There is such a thing as extra dimensions hidden inside the geometry.
That's an after effect of the phonetic alphabet, which created this dimensioning part of the mind. Visual space, McLuhan shows that, you know, the geometrization, the Euclidean theorems, they're projections of visual frameworks. That's visual space,
right.
Effect of the phonetic alphabet. Probably people still can't handle post-alphabetic awareness, so they keep adding new levels to the visual space bias, which is just a week after meme now. And that's what they mean by 5D, 6D. That's just a visual framework. Automatic of the meme. What would you say to that, Ian?
We don't care.
Ian, what kind of bullshittery has been going on here for the past couple thousand years? Was there any point to it?
Well, it confuses you, so you'd have something to figure out.
Visual space is dead. It creates a new confusion level.
Okay. Yeah.
A new medium creates a new confusion level. That's why we like
it.
That's part of it.
So we talk about the chakras. They're nothing other than an energetic part of what is the endocrine system, and it's really not anything of note. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Andrew, it is just literacy. It's just manuscripts of books. Why would anybody read a book today when you get all these other glorious multi-level, multi-sensory media? I read books, but why would people generally care? And then why would they sit back and watch something when they can interact like a constant telephone conversation? That's
right.
Texting. It's like constantly talking, distracting, you know, having fun. So that's why a book and the theory is an ancient setup, an ancient, slower form of existence.
A slower form of transfer of information or transfer of
and
knowledge
slower
or
existence.
Whatever.
Most of the people weren't even aware of it. So you have an elite who do the manuscript and they talk among themselves, slowly talk about framing and visualizing systems that they then impart to the little people when required.
And, of course, when the printing press came in, then it concretized all this stuff to the point where it became so fossilized and ostracized. Yeah. And
not for the 300 years when it was dominant. Ion, come up with an original theory. Why do kids still go to college? Why do they desire it?
They don't.
That's right. But why do they end up there? What factors are we not considering that makes them decide to be there anyways?
It's where all the chicks are.
No, they won't give them the jobs. They say you have to get a certain education or you can't get what you want.
And all you have to do is go there and answer a couple of multiple questions and meet girls. So that's the best place to go.
And you don't even have writing anymore, so whatever. Everything's an open book because you got a lucky box. And you make the lucky box do it for you. You don't even have to write it anymore. You just speak the words that types it for you. Because I do nothing. It's great. Carnation milk is the best in the land because it comes in a little red can. No hay to pitch, no tits to pull, so pour yourself a big old glass full.
Let's take a co-ed 1950 and a co-ed 2014. They're sophomores, isn't there, a year or two? How many partners did the 1950 girl have compared to the 2014 girl?
She had all of them.
Who had all of them, Ion?
The one in the 50s.
The one in 2014 only had one.
She was a lesbian.
Early onset lesbianism.
And because of porn, every good movie is made better with at least two lesbian sex scenes in it.
Regardless of whether it's heterosexual, homosexual encounter.
Don't forget autosexual.
Autosexual, right. Just what, masturbation and that's it?
No. Autosexual is one that doesn't like boys or girls, just like yourself.
Right, masturbation.
You don't have to like masturbation. You've got to like yourself.
In other words, they're not focusing on some other person, male or female. They're focusing on themselves.
Right. They're into their own bliss. That's like me. I was one of the leading autosexuals. Way ahead of
everyone. You're an auto cream, right?
No, autosexual.
Nah, he can lick his own bum. He's just real proud of it.
So I had.
You know you would if you could. Throw the ball. Get the ball out of the way so I can lick my bum. Come on.
Oh, look, Madeline's finally come back. Here's Madeline, Ion. I will not be on payday this week and maybe not for a little while. Maybe someone would like to call Ion out on all this bullshit that Ion said last week. No, we already did all this.
Bullshit.
Did you love the way I did bullshit? Well, now that you're here, Madeline, you have the microphone. You can go at Ion all you want.
Well, I guess I'm curious if you can shed any light on what the hell is going on with me, Ion. I felt like I was coming down with the flu at one point today. It's very, very roller coastery. It's crazy. I mean, I know I don't need to know a reason. I can just roll with it, I suppose, but I'd like a reason.
Sure. You want to stretch the visceral parts of your body. And so you can't do that, so you bounce into it.
I cannot understand you.
You mean you can't hear them?
I can't hear them.
We know. What did you say, Ion? I'll repeat it.
The shift. She's in a shift or trying to stretch her body into a new place. Nothing feels right. Everything feels off. It's not off. You said it right. It's not bad. It just feels funny. Feels funny. No problem.
Yeah, because it keeps changing all the time. It's not like I feel the same bad. It is shifty, so okay.
You're all right.
And everybody, I'm sorry for puking all over you. But
yeah, don't do that again, Madeline. It makes my blog look bad. There should be constant happiness 24/7 on that blog.
That is why you came forth from non-physical was to please Bob, wasn't it?
That's right. Make my blog look good.
Bob's blog.
Madeline, I know what cheered you up was when you saw the photo. That's what cheered you up.
It fucking did. Yes, it did.
Yeah. So, Madeline, it's all pretty clear now. It's like you have a new pair of shoes on, new clothes on. It feels a little off, but everybody else thinks you look good.
Well, okay, I want to make sure. Did you guys ask about the subconscious and how is it that someone can make a choice that they think on one level they want to make, and then really they wanted to make another one. Did you ask about
that? Yeah, that was discussed.
Do that. It was young.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, we did all that because then you had to decide that you couldn't decide that you want to stay as long as you want to stay, and then you go when you get ready to go, and you don't get ready to go till you're ready to go. And you stay till you are ready to go. And when you're ready to go, you go, I'm ready to go, and you go. You don't have to think about it. There ain't no chit-chat, and there ain't no other bullshit to go with.
Yeah, that was on True Detective, where he described seeing the murdered women in their eyes. He could see they were glad they got murdered, but they would get that idea at the last minute, just when they expected being murdered. That's like Deborah. She said, no, all the way up till today.
Then it becomes relief.
Yeah, I was thinking that, how it would become relief, but still, anyway. I have another question, and that is, I was thinking that I do maybe require a break.
But like
we were trying
bone,
to get you to...
Like a bone or an appendage or a window? What type of break would you prefer?
There's all the meanings of that word there, Madeline. You get that? You say you want a break. You get a bone break, a window break. Ooh, look at that. That's dangerous. That's not the way you meant break, but that's included in the meaning of the word.
Do you mean like time off?
Yeah, she means time off, but the non-physical knows all the meanings.
You break a leg, you'll get time off.
Are you collapsed, Madeline? Are you muted yourself accidentally? You have sound coming out, but no voice.
I'm having a meltdown.
Oh, a game. Another one. It's the fifth today. You feel better now?
Yes, thank you. Ion, when I took ayahuasca and I had a vision of a being that was golden white with horns and the shit ton of eyes and wings, and it was like a goat and a bird, and it swallowed me and vibrated me. What was up with that?
It was a vision of you, the process of all the dimensions of you, the multifacets of you. That's what it showed you, or that's what you got from it.
Interesting. Okay, sure.
Well, it was all about you were looking for the booger man, and you found it. And the booger man looked like you.
No, I wasn't looking for the booger man. No, you knew
what you were.
Do you know what I? No, I was not. I had a very specific intention, and I wonder if you know what I was looking for.
Yeah, you found the boogeyman, didn't you?
It wasn't a boogeyman. It was, yeah. All right.
The version.
A version.
Aversion.
There was nothing aversive. I was in awe.
We didn't say it was a problem. See, you're making it
no,
like
it was
if
not
there was
a problem.
Issue. No, it was great.
Aversion.
But
you're saying
aversion. That's right. That's what it was.
As in aversion of something and not aversion to something?
Of something, yes.
Aversion of me. No, aversion of a booger man? See, I thought it might have been an angel at the time. It looked freaking holy. It was
sure.
Incredible.
And you can take what you call Beelzebub, Lucifer himself. The devil is an angel, too. So,
right.
Part
okay.
What
yeah,
want.
Because it did have a terrifying aspect, but it.
Well, it was a strange aspect,
run,
which would be terrifying. Hell no. You're like, come on, I'll eat you.
Is that what I was like? Well, that is.
Please, you weren't tripping. You were like, come here,
no,
booger man, me and you were going to get a bash with it. Let's go.
But then I was tripping when it swallowed me. That was wild.
Well,
okay.
You were going to swallow it, so why not?
So what I was looking for in that experience was a connection with my divinity, Ion.
A city. No, a city.
I was looking for a city.
Yes, you were looking for it.
It's too confusing. I don't understand.
Well, sorry.
Can you help me understand how I was looking for a city?
You're looking for a community.
Hey, Ion.
No, I am left. Unless he's always here.
I thought
I'll just believe he's always here.